Also, James, was it you that had the friend that just had the first two words of 1 week as his outgoing voicemail?
It's Ben.
It's Ben.
All right, I've got a thing happening.
Yep, that's working.
It's happening.
This cough is happening.
It's
my audio. Just peak it really badly.
No, actually. Yeah, P-I-Q-U-E. Peak that audio.
Just slam your dick into a microphone.
We
call that the Pro Jared.
Topical.
Not even.
No. He made it topical again, though. He's like, hey, guys, we've all had about 3 months to forget this, but...
Remember me?
No? Who are you?
I'm back. I mean, I didn't. I think he was on a grump somewhere?
He was a pretty regular friend of that group.
Of the game Grumps?
Grumps and Pro Jared and Gerard the Completionist.
Yeah, well, because he was wearing normal boots. So he was friends with everybody else in normal boots for a while.
Yeah.
They grew up together. They learned to love together.
Well, and
they learned to be gross on the internet together, yeah.
I think I watched Pro Jared for a while, and then he just kind of fell off because he was just like a blander version of a bunch of other people.
Oh, that's my aesthetic.
All right. All ready?
Are
we recording or clapping?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Also, man, random aside, but, like, one thing that I guess makes sense that I learned recently is that flamethrowers don't have, like, a pilot light, as is often depicted in fiction.
They don't have the, like, the pilot light burning at the end of the barrel?
Yeah, because the giant backpack holds about 6 seconds of fuel. So, instead of that, the standard M2, the one that was used in Vietnam and World War II and, like, yeah, all the way up through Vietnam. It has two triggers. The one at the front, there's a ring at the front. It's basically a ring of cartridges that are all, like, tiny flares that burn for about 10 seconds. So you pull that, and it ignites one of the cartridges, and that just keeps burning for 10 seconds, and that's what ignites your fuel, and then your back trigger sprays fuel through the nozzle.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
It's a five. It's got five shots in it because... odds are you're going to dump all your fuel in the first shot, but if you don't, if you want to lay down like a bunch of shots of like a second of fuel on multiple targets, you're probably going to need a couple extra like reignitions.
Okay. Now, does that count the like industrial flamethrowers that they use in the thing?
That one, I don't know. This is a specific model of flamethrower.
Okay.
But I think one of the things is like, oh yeah, it doesn't need a pilot light because like first off, that means it would have like natural gas or something. Something that burns consistently like that. And then also
I always figured it was functionally like a propane torch at the end of the barrel or something.
Yeah,
most classic weaponized flamethrowers definitely aren't gaseous ones. They're instead more like a stream of liquid.
Yeah, the one in World War II, they shot diesel fuel, which was actually really bad because it ignited too quickly and you didn't get as much range on it, and also it was a liquid, so it tended to disperse under wind. So in Korea and Vietnam they used napalm, which was a jelly gasoline that burned slower and was denser so you could shoot it farther.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to go with a clouded based substance because you're just shooting a flame, and a flame does basically nothing.
Yeah.
You need something to be on someone and burning.
Also, one of the things I learned from watching a video about it is apparently some fire departments have modified flamethrowers that just shoot pressurized water.
That's sick.
They're not even that modified, because all a flamethrower does is dispense liquid very quickly. I'm a big fan of my erotic Zumbo roleplays, thank you.
Was that nature show with the lemur?
No, that's Zaboomafoo. Zumba is Zumba is a,
is that is weird a, car one?
No, I don't. That's a Mazda ad.
No.
No, Zumba is like this baking show hosted by this guy who is trying very hard and somewhat successfully to be the fucking Willy Wonka of baking.
I thought Zumbo was that one fitness thing.
That's Zumbo, I think.
No, that's Zumba.
I have to remember the. I think this guy's name is also Zumba, but spelled with a U.
This is also spelled with a U.
I don't know. I'll have to ask my. Maybe his name is Zumba.
You can never defeat me.
How many U's?
Let's see.
10?
I was thinking of Brum.
Yeah, his name is Zumbo. Sorry.
Anyway.
You'll never catch a Zumbo.
But yeah, the gimmick of that show is the losers. The two people that lost in the baking challenge, Zumbo would give them one of his recipes, and they had to prepare it. And his recipes were really fucking weird. And Kevin stepped away, so I don't know if we want to let wait for him to come back before rolling off.
Yeah, that's fair. So how was your guys' days?
Same old, same old.
Yeah, pretty medium.
I almost got in a car crash, and then I had an actually decent experience at a BMV.
A what?
A BMV. Sorry. A DMV.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In Ohio, they're called Bureau of Motor Vehicle.
Ah, gotcha. That is a thing I have never had, actually. Except for the one time where I really thought I was going to get turned down, because they turned me down 5 other times when I was trying to give proof of address. The one they accepted was the one that I did not think they were going to accept, because it looked like I forged it.
Proof of address is hard sometimes.
Well, so they only accept 3 things, which is a canceled check, a utility payment, or a phone bill. That's all they'll accept. They will not accept anything else.
Yep.
Here they accepted like bank statements.
Bank statement is another one, but my bank statement was not going to come to my address before my license expired. So the way that my bank gives canceled checks is you get a picture of the check on their website and you have to print it out. And when you do that, it looks like you just made a shitty photocopy of a check. And I'm like, there's no way they're going to accept this. It looks like a forgery. And like, no, they just accepted it. Fucking no questions.
I mean, they have rules to follow, but they themselves are not really incentivized to be sticklers about them.
One thing that's funny, they will not accept documents from the post office, including official change of address documents from the post office.
Yeah, I don't know.
What if you just, like, invite them to your house? Isn't that proof?
They will not come.
You could be a squatter. Man. And then after I went to the BMV, I went next door to the discount shoe store.
Did you get any discount shoes?
I did, for my giant-ass feet. I was surprised they had my size.
I finally got some pants.
Do you have to buy your shoes normally at a professional basketball player store?
Finally got some pants. Up until now, I've been going naked down there. It's not no good.
I usually get them from Zappos. But it's not easy to find 13 4Es in store.
Oh, yeah. I think my shoe size is like 12 and a half.
When my feet went flat, they spread out a little bit. Anyway, I'm just sharing this for all the foot lovers in the audience. Give them something to listen for in the side chatter.
A little something for the ladies.
The ladies who are in defeat. If we find out we have enough of those, we can start a very specific Patreon.
I mean, like, if you're into, like, very large feet, or I guess clowns.
I mean, that's why you're listening to this campaign, right?
It happened once, right?
Two involved clowns.
God, that was still, that's still my favorite episode of the Throwing Shade podcast, where apropos of nothing, in addition to making the audio podcast, they also filmed themselves making the audio podcast and put that on College Humor, I think.
Huh.
And for one episode, apropos of nothing, Aaron Gibson did the entire episode in full clown makeup.
Sometimes you just gotta change things up.
And then for their Halloween episodes, they had a different costume on every single segment.
Look, they say a man should always dress for the job he wants. So why am I dressed up like a pirate in this restaurant?
God, that's one of those ancient freecreditreport.com commercials. I think from you that guy didn't even speak English. And then I did not believe that, but then I confirmed it from an interview with the guy on some online newspaper. And yeah, he's like from Sweden and he didn't speak English. He just So there's some other guy that actually sings the songs and he just lip syncs.
I don't think he heard that from me because I actually didn't know that.
Maybe it's one of my friends from college then.
I looked it up though, and boy, this is sinister. We thought of who is always broke, the creative director said of the campaign. Broke hipster musicians were at the top of the list.
Also, Kevin's back.
Sweet. All right, so they are all trying to do a supermarket sweep.
Okay.
1-877 Toys for Kids. I don't know if that's a local ad. Anyway, do you guys have cars for kids where you are?
No.
I don't think so.
Kids shouldn't have cars.
I know. It's a charity where you donate your car and they help kids somehow.
Huh. We turn your car into money and some kids get the money.
There's a couple places, charities around here that do accept cars for donation, but
we convert your cars into flesh and make children out of them.
A lot of donate your boat places around me for some reason.
Donate a boat? Jesus, that sounds...
I've seen a few billboards, yeah.
That sounds so counterproductive. I mean, I guess maybe they turn the boats, but just the amount of work to keep up a boat.
Yeah. Before we home alone, batteries not included at him.
Jesus.
Ideally more small soldiers, but without the weird fetish Barbie scene.
Can we still have Bob Odenkirk?
Also, we're not going to be... I mean, we're not really weaponizing these so much as just annoying him, I think.
He's plenty annoyed.
Ironically, Tommy Lee Jones looked more human in small soldiers than he does in most real movies.
But yeah, no, there was a whole talk on, there was a talk from DEF CON about, what was it like, shutting down my shitty neighbor's kid's drone, where this guy goes into detail about, like, getting into this parrot drone. One of the things he was saying was that, like, oh, it's an unencrypted Wi-Fi signal, so I can try to get into it through my phone, but the drone only accepts one connection at a time. But I can issue a command to it that tells it to log off all devices. And I have a faster connection to the drone now than the kid does.
That seems like a lot of work to be an asshole.
Well, the kid was... Look, he said that he got into the drone and saw that the kid was definitely taking pictures through people's windows.
All right. What a little shit.
The other thing he said was, like, he found out that the drone had a shutdown command. So it's like, yeah, I could just make the drone fall into my yard. And now the ball's in my yard, and you have to come get it.
Probably broken.
Nah, they're pretty resilient. These are the hobbyist drones are very light and also pretty strong. Anyway, Matt's back, covering an entire track. Mm-hmm.